as you worship me. And I have peace upon your heart. I have seen instability. I've seen double-mindedness. And I know it has caused a loss of joy, a loss of energy, a loss of passion, a loss of vision. I want to remind you tonight that I saved you from a slimy pit. I saved you from a place where your footing was not stable. I lifted you, rescued you, delivered you to a place that was a firm foundation. Come home. Be of one mind. Be of one heart. Give yourself to me again with everything you have, undivided. With all your questions, give yourself again. With all your uncertainty, give yourself again. With all your unresolved issues, give yourself again. And I promise you this night, the double-mindedness will evaporate. The uncertainty you've known, plaguing you, devouring you, causing a drain in you for so long, will evaporate as my spirit touches your heart once again and sets your feet on the rock. I know who you are. I know who you are. I know you're caught between two places. Come home tonight with everything you have, and I will bring stability again.
By my spirit, I came to my servant Hosea, and I placed my word that he was to take to a nation. I placed a message of love, a love that was to stoop down, for he was to go and marry a prostitute, a woman of shame. When I spoke to his heart, he couldn't believe what I was saying to him. That the love of his God compelled him to go in obedience. And I said to him, go and marry a prostitute. It was a shameless situation. Because you read in my word that after they were married, she went and she worshipped the idols of the world. She gave herself to all the things of the world at that time, even as the world gave itself now to the things of the world at this time. She was covered in shame, filled with idolatry, down in the gutter, and I said, because I love her. And through the cross, I have come to the world by redeeming grace. And I have reconciled not just a nation, but I have would be redeemed, would be washed, and that I would have to myself a special people, that I would take to myself that which was I prepared in eternity before the world began, my church. At the cross, I washed her, I redeemed her, I bought her, I clothed her in my righteousness, I made her whole, I made her beautiful on the inside and on the outside, and because of the healing grace, I decked her out with the jewels and the glory of my grace. That is you tonight. Oh, the Lord comes, and he comes to sing a song over his beloved, because he loves you. You were dead in trespasses and sins, but I saved you by grace, and by grace alone, because there was nothing in you, there was nothing you could do that could save you. You are lost. No man was found to redeem you, but my love came. I sent the darling on my bosom, and he stooped down the depths with redeeming grace. Depths that you can possibly never conceive of tonight. Because my sin abounds. We say to ourselves, we can't do this, we can't do that, and yet you know that grace is saying to you, go. To church leaderships, you're saying, we want to do this, we want to do the other, but there is somebody saying to you, but we can't do that. But grace is saying to you, do it. I want to say to leaders tonight that are men and women in your congregation, they are frustrated because they're not prepared to action the grace of God within the local church. I want you to release people. I want you to let them action my grace in the unique way that they're able to demonstrate it. For each one in your congregation has a uniqueness about them that I have placed in their life by grace so that they can go on their mission and work for me and display the glory of my grace. There are those in the congregation tonight, and you're sitting in your seat, you are totally frustrated, and you want to go out, you want to do something for your God. And I say to you tonight, I release you. The one who sends releases you. Those who have built you up, I send you now in my grace. Be action, because I'm a God of action. The word that I gave to the first disciples was, go! And I say to the apostolic church, I say to the church in Asia, go! Go! And display my grace. You speak about prodigals coming home. And I am speaking to you tonight of those who are preaching the gospel. Is the gospel that you are preaching tonight contaminated by law? As you've already heard, law came through Moses. But it didn't help. But grace and truth came by reason for men. And it sets men free. And I say to you tonight, and I give you a direct word into hearts of churches, cast the bond woman out. Cast the bond woman out. Because they cannot walk together. They will not inherit the same thing. Cast the bond woman out. Cast up the legalistic things that are ingrained in your church leadership, in your hearts. Those of you who have been brought up under the legal hand and tell you tonight, let the bond woman go. Let the slave mentality go. Because the God of truth and grace comes and he wants to shine you and cause the glory of grace to blaze through you. Listen, church, I am a God of mission. He didn't start the Calvary. He didn't start the assembly. He didn't start in the Garden of Eden. It started in eternity. That's why I am after a leader. And I've set my purpose to run its course and nothing will stop it. Because I'm a God of mission. I am destined to bring men and women into my presence. And throughout countless ages of eternity, I will display my grace. That's you doing it. That's you doing it. I want to dance with you. I want to sing over your church. And I want to release you into the nation, says the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the voice of the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you've come to share your heart with your church, with your bride. Lord, I pray that you would just, as we receive it, it will produce life within us. The letter kills, but the Spirit brings life. Lord, I pray that by the reception of your word and the application of your word, there would be a river of life in this place and in every local church up and down the country. The river of life will flow. in the name of Jesus.